Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live. We're all talk no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can always find us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We got a nice show lined up for y'all because that's just what we do. And, how good, man. The fuckery has begun. Anyway, Super Bowl 53, fuck y'all Rams. Anyway, let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My dude, that dude, rap star, my girl, Needy C. What y'all doing?
Hey.
What up? What's popping? Good.
Same shit, different toilet.
Word up. Word up.
Needy, where you at?
You watching the podcast Super Bowl?
I'm here. I'm listening to y'all. I said, hey, when you first came on.
Man, look. The fuckery has begun. I'm going to tell you why. Because we sitting up here and fucking Brady then already threw an interception and the fucking field goal kick a miss. Y'all, so y'all going to get out there and play like this peewee football? Okay. 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 I mean, what? This is like, I don't believe anymore. I just don't believe in the game no more, man. I didn't even watch it this year like that because I knew it was going to be some fuckery amongst the ranks. I just knew it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
The game is fixed.
Okay. I'm looking like, what the fuck? Come on, Brady. You're not finna do this to me. Anyway. Y'all cool over there, though? Everybody good? Everybody good? It's warmed up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
All right.
Like okay. 50 degrees, man. You know, it's warmed up again. I would like to have a birthday shout out to my baby sister. She's turning 17 tomorrow. I can't believe it.
Oh, okay.
I remember it was like
Happy
yesterday.
Birthday, baby.
I remember it was like yesterday. Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday. She was 3 years old, mad at me. I didn't take her to the park. She just pushed me down the steps. But you know, that's cool. But you know, that's my baby. My baby sis, you know. So shout out to baby girl. And it's crazy though, because her birthday's tomorrow and my birthday's on the 7th. My favorite cousin, I was with her today. Her birthday was on the on the first show, which, you know, all the February Aquarius is getting popping. You know what it is, man.
Oh, yeah, that was a little Aquarius.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, we're going to go ahead and do the Dot House announcements real quick, and then we'll be right. So take a seat. Let's get it popping. Let's go. Dot House.
You are tuned in to Dot House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, yeah. And if you just now dropped in, you heard We're All Talk No Filter on Dot House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, don't hesitate to hit the one. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again to take it back. But we're going to get into that. What are you that at?
Hey, old son, what's wrong with people, yo? What's wrong with people?
Here you go. Here
fucking
you go.
Crazy, man. He was fucking crazy, yo. Like, see, this is why I be having certain things about, you know, the American flag and the motherfucking Patriots. Not the football team, but I'm talking about the motherfucking putting your hand over your heart, you know, them motherfucking Patriots. Like, y'all niggas get me sick. Like, all right. So there's a teacher. She's a chemistry teacher, 52-year-old Margaret. What is her name? Margaret Greiner, or something. I don't know. But she's a California high school teacher. She's a chemistry teacher. One day, I guess, you know how, like, schools have, like, different, like, Pride Day and everything like that. They had this day called Haircutting Day. Now, this woman actually took Haircutting Day actually to rule. This weirdo started screaming the national anthem while cutting students' hair completely the fuck off while screaming the national anthem. Now, the boy who was, you know, sitting there getting his hair cut, he didn't know she was actually doing it until she was throwing pieces of hair behind her back and everything like that. And he bugged out like, yo, what the fuck? And she was chasing him around the class with the scissors and other students with the scissors and everything like that while screaming the national anthem. The teacher. Cutting students' hair off while screaming the national anthem.
I mean, but what
I
the hell?
Saying,
what,
I'm,
what
I'm
was
not,
the premise
I'm,
of that, though? What? So the school said, you know what? Thursday, we just gonna cut some motherfuckers' hair. Thursday is natural, national. Cut your fucking hair off at school day. That's the dumbest fucking thing one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Why?
I don't even know. They didn't even make it clear like it was the actual school's idea. I think it was the teacher's idea, which also makes me think, you know, do these motherfuckers really be checking the teachers' mental capacities when they be hiring these people to, you know, and everything like that. But even her husband, they interviewed her husband, and he was like, I don't even know what to say. That's some weird shit, because she never did this before. Like, I'm appalled. I don't know where this came from and everything like that. See, America makes motherfuckers crazy. All this patriotic shit.
I mean, but what do you tell? What
like
do you
that?
Tell a motherfucker to get you in the kid? How did these kids like? What grade was this? Because if the teacher say sit down, you know, I'm going to play cut. No, you're not going to play cut my hair. What the fuck I look like? You think I'm going to just sit down and sit? You got some scissors and no, come on, man.
Well, you would have think so, but there's a couple you got to remember. There's a lot of Forrest Gump motherfuckers out there too, so maybe the kid wasn't really that bright. So you know, because I seen the video, the kid sitting on a stool and she's screaming the national anthem and everything while snip, 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 and he thought it was a joke until he started seeing some actual hair flying. Then that's when he looked up and he was like, "Yo, what the fuck?" So he started, you know, going around. She chasing him with the scissors and everything like that. She tried to grab another kid and everything like that. The kid got away and everything. Students started running out the class and everything like that. Like, yo, this bitch is fucking crazy.
Oh, so she
while singing the
now.
National anthem. She
snapped.
So she snapped
now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now she's chasing the kids with the scissors. But come on, man. Niecy, so if your baby come home with a bowl cut, talking about the teacher was playing at school, we was just playing, and your baby come home with a whole Mo Howard off of the Three Stooges bowl cut.
I'm whooping a motherfucker ass about my baby's hair. Straight up. Y'all already
but
know
it was
what
National
my answer
Haircut
be.
Day.
I don't even know why y'all be asking. Y'all know I'm going to jail. I don't even know why y'all ask. I'm sitting back like, these motherfuckers just want to hear me say, y'all know I'm whooping the bitch ass. I don't give a fuck. They ain't going to be able to get out to school quick enough. I'm going to be right there. Mm-mm. Cut one of mine
here. I just want to know what prompted shit, because they didn't really tell from the beginning. They just said that the class had a quote-unquote haircutting day, which, you know, maybe they thought it was, you know, you coming to school with a new haircut or some shit like that. But this chick was really off her rockers, cutting kids' hair, singing the national anthem. Now, I'm like, what the fuck do the national anthem got to do with you cutting little Johnny's hair? Or what? And I'm not going to make it a racial thing. I'm not going to make it a racial thing, but the woman did not have no melanin. I'm just saying that. She ain't have no melanin.
I mean, you know,
so
I mean,
some
of these teachers are just not equipped. It's not like going into it, they give them any sort of psychiatric diagnosis or anything of that nature. But my thing is, these days I feel like they don't really care or really do any background checking into who they let into these schools to teach the kids. They really don't. It would probably be too arduous and expensive to, you know, psychiatrically. I mean, she just snapped. That's the only thing I could think of is the bitch was crazy going in. She probably dealt with them kids for a little minute, and she was like, "Fuck!" Because who comes up with that? That's dumb. It's like a National Haircut Day. What you mean? Only time, okay, is we taking pictures today? What's going on? I mean, I don't. Come
yeah,
on,
she
man.
Still don't got a grade. Still don't have a right to be putting her hands in anybody's kid hair. Period.
Right.
Damn.
That don't
even
sound right.
If I
got a paper at home saying Thursday is National Haircut Day, I'll be. What you mean? What you mean? Y'all got an infestation? What y'all cutting people hair for? Y'all what's popping? Is it an outbreak or something? That doesn't make sense. That's crazy as a motherfucker. They need to spend a little more time. Cause these teachers be flipping out. They in here I see videos. They in here beating the kids in the classroom. You know what I'm saying? Mollywopping them. You know what I'm saying? Slamming them against desks and all kinds of other stuff, man. You know, I think it's just it's psychological, dude. These people are not equipped to be around other people's kids because they barely equipped to be around their damn self. You don't even want to be next to you. Come on, let's keep it real. I'm just saying,
well,
you don't even want to be in your presence.
Well, check this out. If you think that was fucked up, I got something even better. Got something even better. In Phoenix, Arizona, there's a place, Asiento health officials say that a woman who has been in a vegetative state, that means a coma, for 10 years in that facility, has given birth. The woman who is in a vegetative state has give birth. She's 29 years old. Investigations are collecting DNA samples from all the male staff in the facility. The CEO, Bill Timmons, has resigned. The company has also, since the incident, they haven't really, like, the whole problem with, they interviewed other people who, you know, have people that are staying in that facility. And the most fucked up part is not only that's not fucked up enough, but company didn't even issue a warning or any kind of official document to the other families until after the baby was born and until local news actually, you know, started spreading the word. So to rehash, a woman who is 29 years old, who's in a vegetative state for 10 years in that facility, has just given birth. So somebody in that facility was molesting that poor woman. And while she was in a vegetative state, she had given birth. Where they do that at? Where the fuck they
do
that at?
I believe that I did catch that one. This is my thing, and I don't know what her status was with her family, but I've not that they could be there 24/7. That's not realistic, you know what I'm saying? Because people do have their own lives, and they got work and kids, and you know, got to take care of their own business, their own household, things of that nature. But somebody in a vegetative state since the age of 19, you know what I'm saying, to 29. So within all that time, you don't. No one could have went to see this young lady. How do you sit there and go in there and check on her and not see that her belly is getting big? I don't know. She ain't eating. She ain't sitting there eating pork rinds and shit all day. She a vegetable. So nobody in the thing says, well, damn. Why all of a sudden do she have a whole baby bump, which means she carried the baby to term. So ain't nobody said why does she all of a sudden have a baby bump out of nowhere? Nobody. And she couldn't have had any family that cared enough about her to come up there and visit her or check on her or see if she was being tended to, because somebody at some point would have noticed it before she just up and had a fucking baby and she was a vegetable. Get the fuck out of here with that. How do you let that happen? How do you let that happen? Nobody had to have been going and checking on this woman for this to have happened. But I guarantee you, her whole fucking family, roaches are going to come out the woodworks to sue the fucking facility. I guarantee. My niece, oh, Lord, my auntie, oh, Lord, my cousin, what could have possibly, and bitch, you ain't been up, motherfucker, you ain't been up there the whole time. Otherwise, that never would have happened. The lady had a whole, it takes 9 months, dog, 9 months. In 9 months, nobody noticed that this woman all of a sudden got a belly, that she's fucking, come on, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Nisi, what's your take on that?
I thought I saw that article. And I think I heard it on the news also. Wasn't the man who was doing the tour, he worked there as one of the nurses, and he got arrested, didn't he?
It didn't go, I don't think it got further than that. I don't know how long this story.
Yeah, what I saw must have been another case then. You know what I'm saying? Because I did see one, and this one was closer towards my way that this was happening. You know?
Mm. Yeah, this is
yeah,
this is in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's crazy as hell, because that means it's really going
wow.
on. It's
all
going on
down
too
here.
Much.
That's crazy. They fucking the damn near dead.
That's
horrible.
Fucking
I'm the person
she in a vegetable
they
state,
need to put them under
dead.
The jail. Huh? Okay. Real quick, I'm finna go to this line, and we're gonna see if this person wants to comment on this subject, because we got to get into
okay.
a quick break.
This
352.
Is not our people.
Yes. 352, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you all? Welcome back. First off, I'd like to know what the fuck happened to that smoking. Was she
smoking?
I mean, what was she smoking that caused her to end up cutting the kid's hair and sing the national anthem and chase the kid around with scissors when she should have known that doing that could cause her to trip and poke her eye out if the scissor went through her eyes.
What the fuck?
Well, they never specifically said that the lady was on anything, which I'm sure she was to have had that kind of reaction. I'm not really sure about that. Maybe they'll have some upcoming details about it, but it sounds like she was on something from the sound of it. You're having like some sort of manic episode, and you done dragged the kids into it, and you running around cutting kids' heads. You don't know how traumatic that is, but this happens all the time. I mean, this is not the first time that this has come about, that a student has, or a teacher had done this to a student with their hair. It happened several different times. It happened. One was a wrestling incident where the wrestling coach, the person that was looking at the wrestling match, cut a student's hair because he felt like his hair, his dreads, was giving him an athletic advantage towards the other kids. So you got so much stuff out here that this happens all too often, and it just a lot of it flies under the radar. And it doesn't, you know, you don't hear about it. But, you know, that's why we're here. That's what we do. So, there's no telling what happened or what this lady was on, but I hope they get to the bottom of it. No kid deserves to have something like that happen to them, and it's a very traumatizing situation. So, but we appreciate you chiming in about that. You know, you always rock with us, and
well,
we appreciate
that.
Well,
personally, I think she really should just stick to being a teacher, because that's what she was hired to do, not be a barber. If she wanted to be a barber, then she's in the wrong position.
Absolutely. You're so right. And we got to get to a quick break. We appreciate you for speaking with us about that. So hang on. Don't
no
go
problem.
Nowhere. Rock with us. Hold on. Okay. Real quick, we got to jump into a break, and you know what it is, man. It's well, sis. I don't know what the what this lady was on or what she might have been smoking, but we go get a real quick smoke break in, man. Let's go on down here, and we go see. Let's do. Griffiths, do one. Complain, cause fuck it. I could complain, but I'm not gonna complain. Griffiths, do one. Complain. Let's go. Dollhouse.
I can't complain, just seen a man on the corner, begging for some change, trying to feed his daughter, I can't complain. Grandmama said he getting older, but she deal with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain, my neighbor husband stomping in the face, and she don't handle family or money to get another place. I can't complain, it could always be worse than what it is, so be happy with the life you live. This is not what I signed up for. I sold drugs and shotguns just to wind up poor.
poor. See my close friend get killed behind his love for a whore. I guess our hearts ain't built to house the people we store. So we smoke a little loud and clean the blood off the floor. Cause nowadays men are proud to say that kid ain't yours, but mine neither. And somebody gotta be the leader. Who's really winning if everybody's cheaters? Ever seen a dope fiend going through the fever? Just a ghost from my Christmas past, Ebenezer. Death around that corner, we running from the Reaper. I mean, Jeff around that corner and he coming with the sleeper. Cause Ted ran his mouth and said he fucked this girl Felicia. This is everyday coffee and I ain't even add the creamer. My hood is so messy, one time for Argentina. My nigga served a century and ain't responding to the subpoena.
I can't complain, just seen a man on the corner begging for some change, trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain.
Word of them sluts. Organize your priorities, put your money in front. So if you die, greatness will be the last thing that you touch. And for your kids, opportunities, doors will never be shut. This for the future. I know everybody respect the shooter, but I admire the guy who ordered their hit and paid for the lawyer. Shit, this is bigger than a corner. I'm talking about a 600,000 split Boyer out in Aura. Lando, crystals on my chandelier. Where? The image of a champo. Done. None of y'all had a sample of what I had to handle. Heroin capsules, dope fiends that rambo and scrambled to police. Had a pissed off uncle cause I sold it to his niece. Had them hitters run up on me, try to shoot me from a jeep. Cause where I'm from, the collateral damage is never cheap.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change, trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain. My grandmama said he getting older, but she deal with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain. My neighbor husband stomped her in the face, and she don't have no family or money to get another place. I can't complain. It could always be worse than what it is, so be happy with the life.
Yeah, we just now tuning in. You right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dial House Radio. Get a 646-595-4038. If you hit the one, if you got something you want to say, we got you. That was Griffiths, the one, complain. Yeah, so we on to the hot seat. And there's so much stuff popping up. I love them. The stars, they make it so easy. But let's start here. I wanted to say, get better to Jesse Smollett. If anybody doesn't know, you've probably been under a rock, but Jesse Smollett, star of Empire, was attacked the other day on the streets of Chicago. He reportedly has bruised ribs. He was beat, and they put a noose around his neck, and yeah, they're calling it a hate crime. There was apparently, so far reportedly, one witness, a woman who says there were two, and I quote, her words, not mine, two redneck gentlemen that were in the vicinity of the area when this happened. Now, I kind of, you never want to blame the victim, but when it came to this, Jesse, there was a threatening letter that was actually sent to the Fox studio. And it was threatening to him. And you out on the streets of Chicago. This is a two-part story. You out on the streets of Chicago, so he gets jumped, noose put around his neck, lynch style, and you out there with no security, dude. What were you thinking? Like, as soon as, even if he, I know some people, you know, they're like, oh, fuck all that, I don't need that, I'm good, ain't nobody finna touch me, yada, yada, yada. But my thing is, if you know that it's a known threat, posed threat to you, they sent the letter to the studio, now you just walking, you know, you're down the streets of the shy, with no bodyguards, no nothing, nobody hanging in the back, no nothing. I mean, he's been performing. You know, he's went on stage. He says that he's better. They said first they said his ribs were broke, but they weren't actually broke. They were just, you know, badly bruised. But the point of, I could never imagine something like that happening, like somebody straight wants, like, put a noose around this dude's neck. Did y'all hear anything of this story? What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, I heard. I was just watching it. Where he finally did a concert yesterday, a sold out concert.
You kind of muffled. Check your mic.
Wait a minute. I was saying I heard. I don't know what that noise is in the background. I heard it on the news today, this afternoon, where he was out showing, speaking up about his stuff. I guess he was correcting, you know, all the hearsay, you know, people saying one thing or another, and he corrected the police are saying that he has been, you know, given as much information as he could. He's being very cooperative, because it was so, you know, not a motherfucker. They take it out of context and say this and say, come up with their own scenario. They were on there saying that he was cooperating. His ribs was broke. Well, he clarified everything, you know, in the casual situation. Whoever did it, I could see he probably took it as a joke, but, you know, these days you got to be careful.
I mean, but who jokes like that? And then you sent the threatening letter to the.
It's people, you know what? It's people who do play games. But to add the extra shit, like sending it to the news, you know what I'm saying? It's motherfuckers who do play. But that's the last thing you think of, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to think his life's been A-okay. He's been coming up like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But to be just. He's just walking by yourself. He's probably been doing this for the longest and hasn't seen, you know, felt any different. Anybody, you know what I mean, bothering him or anything like that. But that's a personal.
They put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you could be the roughest, toughest motherfucker, even some of the biggest, baddest motherfuckers still got security. At least you ain't got to walk next to me. I ain't got to hold your hand, but I'm going to need you to be close and catch shit like this.
Yeah,
especially
true.
When somebody
that's
already
true.
Posed,
shit.
Already posed
yeah,
the
that,
threat
that
and
is
put it
true.
Out there. You have to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? Cause then you walking down the street to the shy by yourself, and somebody done sent you a threatening. Come on, man! And they know you in the shy. They might have seen know you are performing, or you're gonna be at a certain venue. You gotta look out for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised.
But they knew what building. They knew where the apartment was at. That's what's really even more scary. You know what I'm saying? They knew where the fuck you living at. They
it
might not know your apartment,
area,
but they know the
like
building.
He was walking.
Mm-mm. It's a sad situation.
That's
it's just the whole point. It's scary and it's sad. I thank God that he's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because that could have been totally different. And they talking about they put a noose around his neck. Shit like that makes me think. You know what I'm saying? I had an incident some years ago, a phone call. Somebody called me and told me to look out my window. Scared the living shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? But I never thought.
Wow.
And that was when I was right at the beginning. I'm like, look out my window. Bitch, I'm black. I ain't going nowhere near that motherfucker. Okay? Fuck that window. I don't run towards the shit. I be trying to get the fuck away. You know what I'm saying? And then I had an incident in Atlanta. So I know Atlanta is an area that I can't be alone at. You know what I'm saying? I was there for a radio show and a hosting. At a well-known club, and I had fans outside the hotel room, but I never, you know, this is after the fact, like they moved me twice, you know, and I can imagine somebody that is doing what he's doing, you know, he on TV, he got his music, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shit like that would have scared the hell out of me, somebody knowing where you live at like that, and going through, like, the little bitty shit that I had to go through for them to move me again, ducked down in the back seat on the fucking floor, all types of crazy shit for a motherfucker calling the hotel. So they knew what room I was in. They knew everything. You know what I'm saying? That was a scary. That shit is scary. I don't know how. Right now,
absolutely.
I hope he done learn from this. I hope he learned from it. I know Atlanta
I bet you he doubled down on his security next fucking time. Even if I, even
yeah.
if you did, even if he
yeah,
didn't want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I hope he learned. Yeah. I hope he learned.
I would
scary.
Make
my
him.
Come up in his apartment next time. I'd be ready to move. I'd be ready to move. I ain't going to lie, because you'll make me move. That should have made me pack my shit and be out. I wouldn't, listen, I'd have been on my way right now. Let's get the truck. We moving out this bitch. Because, boy, he know they know how to get in the building now. And
right.
they prejudiced type of people. Mm-mm.
And they
but
still,
do you know what
still,
else I was wondering? This is what
people.
Else I was wondering. He don't know, he didn't see their skin. Obviously, everything was covered. This is my thing. What if they weren't Caucasian people? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, and they were black people using that. You know what I'm saying? This would just be somebody who was really just trying to get at him. You know what I mean? And they just act they were Caucasian people, you know, and screaming
the
racism.
But just because
you know.
Just with the new, it doesn't necessarily, that, I know it's more geared towards that, but it could have been, even if they were of African American descent, even if they were black, the hate crime aspect of could have been that he's
mm-hmm.
openly gay. It might not, you know what I'm saying, not even
yeah.
a black
mm-hmm.
so much as a black or white thing, but just that
mm-hmm.
that's what he stands for and that's what he is. I mean, people, there's hatred towards that, you know, the hate towards that is just as big as the whole black
mm-hmm.
white, you
yeah.
know, brown, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, we really don't
mm-hmm.
know, and I hope they get these
it's
motherfuckers
just that
because
scary.
They're still out. They're
think,
still at large. They still haven't caught them.
I hope that you know, this is a wake up for him because, you know, like I said, for me that was a wake up. That's a scary situation. You know what I mean? He could be dead. Really could have been dead. You know,
mm-hmm.
could definitely go to the left real quick. You putting a noose around the boy's neck. That's I thank God he, and his little cutie pie self. I gotta say that.
This mother type a lovely bloodline because all of them look just alike. But this was a little of a double-edged sword, and I really want y'all's opinion about this. And if anybody, you know, has something to say about this, okay. So, of course, boom, this happens. Social media goes ham. So, Kevin Hart. Now we all know Kevin Hart, the whole debacle about the comments he made about homosexuality and yada yada yada, and hence him no longer being the Oscar host. That all of that got blown out the water. But as soon as it happened, he took to Twitter. You know he sent them a tweet, and he said, you know, he was like prayers for you, and stand strong, brother, and this and that. You know, just trying to give him some words of encouragement, and I applaud Kevin Hart for that. So social media, of course, you know, motherfuckers always want to have something to say about everything. Social media, see, look at you, and you don't like you know, gay people, and you got a thing against gay people, and this that. Look, motherfuckers, listen. If when people want to change, or if they're trying to change, or if they're trying to better themselves, do what you have to do to help that individual better themselves. They can't. He can never move past it if y'all motherfuckers keep doing shit like that. Now, he's trying to be have some solidarity, like, damn, you know, that's fucked up. It might have been a wake-up call for this dude. With them being stars and, you know, probably encountering each other often, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to being, you know, in certain venues and things like that, or in each other's presence, they might have, you know, shook hands. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, how you doing? I'm good. You know, just for him to come out knowing that he has been bitten in the ass for some of the things that have come out of his mouth towards a specific genre of people, for him to, I feel like that makes Kevin Hart a big man. And I, fuck you, if you got something to say, hit the one, and you can disagree with me. But my thing is, let the man, let him be a better person. Let the dude be great. Like, he's, like, coming out trying to be like, hey, I'm so sorry. Maybe that shook him. Sometimes it takes a certain, for you to see or hear it, be like, damn, that straight wakes you up. Sometimes it takes that for certain people, and maybe him seeing a fellow, you know, brother and a star, like, damn, they they choked this dude and put a new, you know what I'm saying? That might have been a wake up call for him. So let him have his moment. He can't never get better if y'all out here chastising him and, you know, trying to cut him down for trying to do right and be like, man, I'm sorry that that happened to you. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Let the dude get his apology without trying to shit on him. That's our problem as a people, is we always shitting on each other all the time. We got enough people out here that's doing that for us, and it was more of us giving him shit about it than anybody else. Rap Star 412, you so quiet today, baby. What's going on? What you think about all of this? Talk to me.
Nah, I think, like, what it
it's
is I think, like, you know what? I think for real, like, people they just have everything to say. They can't let a nigga live, man. They can't let a nigga live for nothing. A person can say one thing and they hold it against them forever. And it's really not that serious. I think people just got too much time on their hands to be worrying about somebody else or what they said, or, you know, even if a person did change, like, even if it's whole thing is forget about him not, you know, liking gays or anything like that. I mean, that's his prerogative. If that's how he feels, that's how he feels.
And
but,
he never actually,
you know,
said
if he's
that,
trying
though.
To change. Yeah, I know he never actually said, but I'm just saying the fact that people will hold on to something and they'll run with it, and especially when it has something to do with social media. You can't really believe anything that's on social media. People will just run with anything, you know. So it's like, people can't let niggas exactly. live anymore. Like, they just can't let niggas live. Like, for real. It's just like I was that kind of remind me of remember what happened with Terry Crews?
Shit, which incident?
when homeboy grabbed his balls. When homeboy grabbed his balls and everything,
oh,
like that.
Yeah,
and BL,
when he did
Houston,
the whole, he became part of the Me Too movement. Right.
Yeah, he became a part of the Me Too movement, and dude grabbed his balls and everything like that. And people, like, I was watching something with D.L. Hughley, and he was just saying, you know, sometimes when there's a movement going on, it's not the movement itself that gets tainted. It's people who come in and try to do extra shit to taint the movement. Now,
right.
We got Terry Crews, you know, I never really seen him in any pro-black of anything. You know, but,
no.
You know, when he comes out and he's getting on D.L. Hughley about, you know, what he said, and he was like, yo, you know, you a big, strong dude. You got all these muscles. You could have done something. You ain't have to let the nigga grab your balls. And he's like, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. Well, why don't you smack the shit out of the dude who grabbed your balls?
But that,
you know,
no,
rather than going
see,
on that rah-rah shit.
It's, look, no. Well, what it is it's a way to do everything. Because the minute that he would have done that, he would have been labeled the angry black man that attacked somebody that touched him. Even though it was sexually inappropriate, yeah, Terry Crews is a buff dude, you know what I'm saying? But he chose to say, you know what, this dude approached me, he touched me inappropriately, I didn't appreciate it, I'm a businessman. And I can understand it because I'm a business motherfucker. It's a way. Once you get over a certain age, all that hooping and riding and fighting and all that, and I'm going to beat your ass. We going to take it to the streets. Man, fuck all that. I got my attorney on speed dial. We take care of it like that. I need my coins. Run me my motherfucking money.
Yeah, but that's,
all
that's,
that shit. Ain't nobody,
all,
huh?
That's all well and good. Like, that's different if you at the club and somebody step on your shoes and you be like, you know what? Nah, this dude actually sexually harassed Terry Crews. And Terry Crews just took it like, nah, I don't want no smoke. I'm going to handle it a different way. But let somebody outside the situation on it. Now, all of a sudden, you want to smack the nigga who said something about the situation. You should have smacked the nigga who grabbed your balls, because in my eyes, that's self-defense. That's self-defense. You have every right to put your hands on another man who grabbed your balls. There ain't no fucking up the business. Because if anything, this whole Me Too movement that's going on, that should be aiming at the motherfucker who grabbed your balls. But as I digress, society and movements, they all turn left because you have, you know, secret agents and they're always fucking shit up. So that's why I'm saying, you know, people on social media, they can't let niggas live. They can't.
You ain't lying.
They can't. It's like me. I can't let niggas live. I didn't watch TV and see the Verizon motherfucker, you know, go around saying for years, can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good. Now I see this nigga on the Sprint commercial. I'm like, you fucking snitch ass traitor. I didn't see you for 10 years repping Verizon. Now you over here saying, can you hear me now? They better hear me now. I can't fuck with you right now, man.
Yeah.
I can't.
I was wondering about that commercial. That shit's crazy. How is it up?
Shit, money. Shit, what
must have happened?
If they pay me more, shit, I'm going over there too. I'm running. Can you hear me now? No, you can't because I'm gone.
Something must have happened, man. The car didn't drop or something like that, man.
No, what dropped was that money. They said we'll pay you more if you come over here. And damn, the can you hear me now? Nah, it's all about money, just like everything else. All about money. You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
he dissed him in the commercial. That was the funny thing. He dissed him in the commercial. I was like, yo, this nigga's crazy.
We ain't even gonna take no break, man. We just gonna slide clean into them honey dip thoughts, man. Cause you know it's her time, and everybody wants to know what honey dip be thinking, man. But we gonna slide into that. Jesse Smollett, get better, get smart, baby.
I don't know. Somebody in my family pregnant, and it ain't me, cause I can't stop eating fucking ice cream.
Not somebody in your family pregnant because you eat ice cream?
I don't know. Yes, because I can't stop. Like, I'm really serious. I can't. The fuck is going on? I can't stop thinking about ice cream. Shit is crazy.
Huh?
When I
step
start eating crazy shit, one of these goddamn kids, one of these motherfucking
step
kids,
away
somebody.
From the spoon.
That shit good as hell. And it's maple walnut. I'm addicted. It's like I'm going crazy. I saw y'all busy talking. I'm eating that hell out that shit. Anyway,
come on, man. Post AVN. How was your experience?
Oh, my God. AVN, I guess it was okay. Through so much hell. Just get the fuck away from me. I went through so much hell trying to, trying to get there, get home. Got there. It was okay. It's just not what, I mean, I think the overall was, you know, it's great for some people, but it's becoming a cam, the convention. To me, it's becoming just for camming. Like, there is so much.
Because everybody don't know what that means. What does it mean?
It's becoming where, like, all the cam, My Free Cams, you know what I'm saying? All the cam community, it has they have like majority of the booths. It's everything is cammy. You got a couple, maybe two or three major booths, but the rest of it is cammy. You know what I mean? It's like all that cam models. It's
what
not
that,
as
like live stream, like
yeah,
stream
like
porn?
Like when you pay you like. It's not porn. Camming is not necessarily porn until you get into the private room with the girl or guy, because they have camming that guys do too. Cam models. You go private with them. You know what I'm saying? If you can go, you can see them when they're first on. They're not doing nothing outrageous when they're first on. You know, when you can pay to spend time talking to them one-on-one on cam. On, you know what I'm saying, like on your laptop, on your phone, not talking verbally over the phone, but where you can see each other, camming. You know, it seems to me like the convention has become a lot of that to me. You know, I don't know. But it's okay. I mean, hey, it isn't what it was. It seems a little bit different than what it was like 4 years ago when I started going. Four years ago. And I've been nominated the last 3 years, You know, so I don't know. But my trip was crazy. I left home 8:30 in the fucking morning and to get to the airport because my flight was supposed to leave at 11:35. Now, remind you, you know, the snow. I didn't even know it was fucking snowing because I'm always the night before I leave town, I never sleep any fucking way. It is what it is. I just never do. I'm always doing last minute shit. I got to try to teach myself no more of the last minute stuff. I swear. I say that now. But I was last minute. But I made sure I was at the airport early because they've had on the news, and if you're going to the airport, be 2-3 hours early, you know, all of this extra shit. I open up the door. I see all that fucking snow. I'm like, what the fuck? But I keep it pushing. Jump in a lift and get my ass to the airport. I get there. It's only two motherfuckers, swear to God, in the goddamn line. Two people. I'm like, the fuck, I'm here. It's 8:30. I get there. The airport is only 10 minutes, 10, 12, 15 minutes from my house. So, you know, no later than 8:45. Now I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be smooth sailing. Everything will go fine. You know, you got to get totally undressed damn near, you know, to go through, you know, to get checked and shit, get all up there. Ain't nobody, I don't look like nobody hardly sitting waiting for the plane. Then they came out of no fucking where. But the plane, you know what I mean? It was a nice flight and shit. Get on the fucking flight. Now, I know for a fact I paid for leaving Buffalo to L.A.
Vegas.
To Vegas. How the fuck I end up in Chicago, I don't fucking know. But Chicago is always a fucking problem. If anybody remember last year, flying, me going to AVNs. I got stuck in Chicago for overnight. Had to stay in. They put us in a hotel last year. You know, I went through every time I get to Chicago, when I'm going somewhere else, it's like Chicago just wants me to stay there for some apparent reason. So, I get to Chicago. They talk about the planes, they got to de-ice. Now, they had to de-ice when we left Buffalo, of course. You know, and they got somebody with this machine. He gets on, he rises up, spray down the plane or whatever. To me, it's you defrosting a motherfucker. They call it de-ice. Anyway, so, you know, get to Chicago. We got to wait in a fucking line. A line of planes that's getting thawed out, de-iced. So we sitting in our plane a fucking like an hour, hour and a half, something like that. It felt longer than that. Then we got off. The next flight was just a little bit late. You know, they got to go through the fucking waiting in the line also to de-ice before we could transfer going to L.A. We pull off finally, hours later. We pull off. I get to L.A. It was a small delay there. Wasn't for no de-icing. I don't know what the problem was. But finally, I get to Vegas. My people, shouts out to Ken BBW Highway. He picked me up. He had a house out there that they were shooting out of and everything else. So I'm there. I was exhausted. I couldn't do anything by that. That was Thursday night. I did not make it to the fucking Las Vegas at 10 o'clock at night, leaving home at 8:35 in the fucking morning for a 7-8 hour flight. That makes no sense. You know, anyway, so I get up, go through my testing and, you know, Friday morning, cause I have to be tested in order to shoot or whatever. And I did all of that. I'm excited, looking good. I'm on motherfucking FaceTime on Instagram and Facebook for a quick minute. Get everything done. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a good day. It felt like a good day till my damn feet started hurting. But that was, you know what I'm saying, and later on in the evening. I'm all excited still. I leave there, go back to my people's, stay the night there, whatever. Come the day of on that Saturday, the day of AVN Awards. I'm trying to rest up. I never went to the convention Saturday. I ended up going back over, got up to get dressed, get outside of the fucking AVN. No, not outside. We was in the back part of the Hard Rock, me and my friend. He's lacing up my shoes. These are brand new fucking shoes. Never wore them before. He lacing up my shoe. He calls a lift because the Hard Rock is so big, I want to be dropped off in the front, but he has to park. So, you know, we're in the back part of it. The lift comes, picks us up, and drives us all the way around the Hard Rock to the very front and gets us right to the door. I get ready to step out. My fucking shoe broke. This motherfucker that's, you know what I'm saying, my date or whatever, this motherfucker asks me, can I wear it like a flip-flop? Now, I start crying.
That ain't
I
funny.
Swear on everything I love.
That ain't
I
funny.
Start with crying. This is...
That ain't funny.
But remind you, this remind you, I'm in it all... mocked in it, but evidently my dress was pulling attention. I was told, not to change the subject, but I was told today by a fan that they saw me on TV yesterday.
Mm.
I don't know. I didn't even know that, because ABM, when they recorded, they never put it on. Not, you know, this quick. But he said he saw me on TV. I didn't ask what channel, whatever. I got to find out. But anyway, my dress, the split came all the way up to my hip bone. You know what I'm saying? So the split, and the way it came down, it was in the front, in between my legs. I kept turning it because I didn't want to show the thigh fat. So I kept twisting it a little bit away from that little patch of fat I got in my thigh. So I'm mad as hell. Now, I'm mad. I'm struggling with the dress. The dress is, but you know what I'm saying? The split was fire. I ain't going to lie. But I felt like everything else was kind of plain. But I'm like, what the fuck? The front, it wasn't like the back of the shoe. The strap was still on. It's one, the strap that go around the ankle was still there, but it's one little piece of strap that go over the front of the toe. Not the whole toe, but right at the knuckles of your toes or whatever. That's where the little thing was. And it had these little spike things sticking out of it, like that was gold, and the rest of the shoe was black.
Did you walk the red carpet in flip flops, dog? That's what we did. You
that wasn't even
you straight
fucking
flip flop.
He told me, "Well, can't you just walk in like a flip flop?" How? Ain't no front on a motherfucker. It's just the whole thing popped off. So what the fuck? How? How I'ma walk backwards on the heels of my foot? Because the thing was still strapped around the back of my foot, but nothing in the front. I sat down right outside the High Rock. Ralph was calling me. A couple other people was calling me. And I start crying. And he still asked me, well, what's the problem? You could just wear it. You don't need to have, don't put no shoes on it. What the fuck do you mean? I grabbed him by his jacket and just shook this motherfucking nigga up. Excuse me when I say that, but I was really upset. And I just broke down in tears. I start crying, you stupid motherfucker. I asked you, which I did ask him. I was like, baby, you think I should carry an extra dress in another pair of shoes, because he was saying that we was going to some club and they already got me in VIP and all that. I don't even know the fucking club, and didn't know I was going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really upset. I sat down. I was ready to sit flat on the ground. That's how upset I was. Never made it on the red carpet because I was ready to get on a plane and come the fuck home.
Mm-hmm.
I was that upset. He ended up saying, fuck this. Well, if you want to go back to the house, go get you some shoes. So we drive, and now he want to get gully and get all, you know, like foggy and start yelling. Well, we going to miss everything. You saw 20 minutes to get back to the house and 20, 25 minutes to get back. But then he was like, fuck that. I'm just going to take you go get some shoes. So, which we did. We went and got went and bought some new shoes. I didn't give a fuck. The first thing that was open was a Ross. That was my first time ever there. I went in there. I picked out all these fucking black shoes. He went and picked out some shoes.
They got some fire shoes up in there.
Justin, but I went in there. He picked out some fucking shoes or whatever. He was like, these will work. So I felt they was too red. So we really still, now we arguing again about the shoes. But my dress was like a burgundy. But it was like an off reddish burgundy. It wasn't as close as, you know, I'm going to be perfect with my shit. So we get up in the line. We still arguing over the fucking shoes. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck it. The lights will be dim. I never made it on the red carpet. I did make it inside the fucking awards and everything. So all that
was
okay.
Was your overall experience?
Wait a minute.
Other
bitch
than,
lost her phone.
Other than...
Lost my phone. Lost my phone. Lost two of my phones.
Mm.
Mm.
Listen, when I tell you, at that point, I didn't give a fuck about it. I seen a few minutes of Cardi, but I didn't give a fuck about Cardi being nothing else. When my phones is gone, and that's my money. One of them was my money phone. The other one's my family phone. I got three phones. I was like, my everything. I just was like, fuck it. Coming home, it was hell trying to get home. I left the motherfucking Vegas I left my people's house at 11:30 p.m. I did not make it home till Monday at 5 o'clock in the evening. When I tell you, it was an accident on the plane while we were on it. You know what I mean? Mm. It's just one thing after another. The de-icer, didn't pay attention, and the flight, the plane was backing up, and the cord wrapped around the plane, and the little machine he was in ran right into the motherfucking engine. We could have died. When I tell you everything went wrong, only thing that went good is I made it there safely, and I made it home safely. That was my Vegas. That was my AVN.
It's gonna get better, boo. It's gonna get better. Look,
it's, I don't know. It's that was time to keep my ass home.
It's gonna be good, boo. You, one of these years, this is gonna be your year. 2020 is a year for everybody. Everything, 2020 is a year for everybody. That's the new rise, and I'm calling it. I'm speaking it into existence, man. Tell them how to get at you, man. Go, Niecy Honeydip.
Niecy Honeydip on every piece of social media there is. The email for bookings is Ralph_Perry@Hotmail or NiecyHoneydip@Yahoo.com. My website is Niecy Honeydip, and I will be in Edison, New Jersey, October 22nd through the 28th in Chicago, from the 3rd through the 8th. So, any place else? Oh, in Cali in August. So you want bookings, shootings, whatever, walkthroughs, parties, events, hostings, I'm going to be there. Get at my manager.
Word up. It's your boy Rat Star. You can hit me up on Camera Cortez. That's my Facebook. Hit me up on The Resurrection at Hip Hop. Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. That's my Facebook page, my fan page. You can hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. Also got a brand new issue, Hot Double XL. Well, I'm sorry, not Hot Double X. It's Hot Double X Magazine. I'm on the front cover, Grace in the front cover, the 6th issue. Got my LL Cool J Kangol hat on, representing the real hip hop, the resurrection of hip hop. It just came out yesterday. You can buy it. I'll send you the link. I'll post the link on Twitter and on Facebook. You buy $5 a pop, son. Wear it up.
Okay, congratulations. And Niecy, I hope next year is better for you, boo. But till then, we out of here, y'all. Appreciate you. Appreciate you if you listen tonight. Appreciate you if you listen on demand. Know a lot of y'all watching the game, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna go partake, you know what I'm saying, in this second half. And fuck the Rams. We see y'all next week. All right, Lost RJ, we out.
Niggas mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by bucket. Hoes never come. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall, and she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow thick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
Uh-huh. Talk No Filter, Dollhouse Radio. We out.